السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلي اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. There is a crisis in the society, but this crisis is silent. People rarely speak about it and address it. We tend to sweep this crisis under the carpet. And that crisis is called the mental illness. Oftentimes, we don't want to speak about mental illness. In some cultures, some societies, this is a stigma, this is shame. People do not want to admit. People don't want to discuss this. And it gets exacerbated. And if there is no solution and no cure, what will happen? Would the problem go away by itself when you ignore it? If there is sickness or illness and you don't discuss it, you don't tend to it, you don't try to receive cure for it, it would not go by itself. It would not go away. You have to do something about it. You have to be positive about it. You have to accept sometimes we have a mental illness with some people. What is mental illness? It is any disorder that affects your psyche, your mood, your thinking, your behavior, your relationship with others. Sometimes it's depression, it's an anxiety, it's fear, it's eating disorder, and many others. These are considered to be mental illness. And we find them in the families, in the community, in the society, with the friends, with relatives, sometimes with our own selves. And we need to secure a solution for this, to seek help. Some people come and they ask for prayers. Prayers are always good, but they are not enough. Prayers are not enough. Prayers are not 100% solution. They are 50% solution. When someone is sick, you cannot ask God through prayers to heal you, and then you don't see a doctor. You don't consume medicine. Otherwise, God would say there is no need for medicine. There is no need for hakim, for tabib, for doctors from day one. But God never said that. On the contrary, God said, seek the medicine. One of the anbiya of Bani Israel, he got sick and he did not see a doctor. People said to him, go and see hakim, doctor. He said, no. Sickness from him and healing from him. So I would not go until he would heal me. Allah said to him, and I would not heal you until you go to a doctor. Go to the doctor, seek help, and then come and ask me. This is God speaking to a prophet who was reluctant to seek material help. The doctor is material help, which is needed, and God is a spiritual help, and both complement each other. Same thing with mental illness. Some people ask for dua for their daughter, for their son, for their husband, for their brother. Dua is 50% of the solution, my friends. Not 100%. Dua helps you when you try to help yourself through material means, through healing, through medicine, through therapy, and then dua would help. But by just merely dua, some people, they want to treat cancer with dua, only dua. Cancer has to be treated through medical means, and then the dua is supplementary and complementary. Definitely dua is answered, definitely. But dua is answered for those who are realistic, who are realistic. They are serious about curing themselves. They take the necessary steps by seeing a specialist, by consuming the medicine, by trying one time, twice, three times, 10 times, and then they ask Allah for healing. So mental illness is a serious problem in our societies. But unfortunately, for some Muslims, they think that we should not speak about this. I am okay. No, I'm okay. I can read the prayers and I get healed. And he reads prayers and he gets worse. Prayers alone does not help, my friends. Prayers, it helps someone. It's like someone who does not study for his finals, and rather than studying and being prepared, he reads prayers, Quran. The night of his finals, he reads Surah Yasin. Would that help him tomorrow? No, it would not help him. Yes, when you be prepared and then say, God, I did my share. Now I leave the rest with you. I did my share. I did what you asked me to do. Or someone who does not go to work and he asks God for rizq and sustenance. God would not send you. God is not arbitrary. God is organized. God is hakim, hakim, wise. He gives those who deserve, those who are hardworking, those who address things from its right channel. Does not give something free to anyone just because he prayed. The second problem that we have are spiritual illnesses. We have mental illnesses and spiritual illnesses too. What are the spiritual illnesses, my friends? Some of them are backbiting, ghiba, tale-bearing, namima, vanity, arrogance, haughtiness, hate. Some people they hate for no reason, just because that person is not his race, not his color, not his language, not his culture, not his gender. He hates for no reason. Some of it is jealousy and envy. These are spiritual illnesses. And some studies show that there is interlink between mental illnesses in some instances and spiritual illnesses. There is some linkage. There is some linkage between them. They are interlinked and interrelated. Again, spiritual illnesses has to be cured, has to be addressed. What's the point of people getting together, but rather than helping each other and understanding each other, they hate each other? One of these spiritual illnesses, which is very dangerous, is suspicion. When people suspect about each other, they don't have the right opinion, the right idea, the right thinking about each other. They suspect. First reaction, when I see someone, I suspect. He's a thief, he's a liar, he's a hypocrite, he's bad, he's this. This is an illness, my friends. This is an illness. If this is how you think about people around you, just because they are not like you, then you have to seek a doctor. You have to seek help. You are not a normal person. Something wrong with you. If you always think that there is wrong with others and you are safe, and only others are sick and you are healthy, then it means that definitely you are sick. Something wrong with you. The Quran says when it comes to suspicion, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Shun away much conjecture, much suspicion. Shun it away. Stay away from it. Do not allow your brain to think bad about others. Unless you have a concrete reason. Unless you have a concrete reason. Otherwise, Islam teaches me that when I see people, if I don't know them, I must, my first reaction is a trust. Is that they are okay. They are not hypocrite. They are safe. They are good people. This should be my first reaction. Unless I have reasons for that. A reason is not suspicion. Only because I suspect. Because suspicion destroys the ties of a brotherhood in the society. There is no good in a society that calls itself an Islamic society where people do not trust each other. Neither they respect each other. This is not an Islamic society. Islamic society does not mean that they only pray 5 times a day, or they fast, or they go to the Friday prayers. So they are Islamic. No, Islamic society means their thinking is healthy. Their thinking is safe. They respect each other. They accept each other. They are not suspicious about each other. A society where people are not safe from each other, they always think bad of each other, they don't treat each other well, should not be called Islamic society. Call it any other name, but not Islamic. You are abusing the name of Islam. You are hurting Islam when you call yourself Islamic, but your behavior is un-Islamic. Islamic society is based on what? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ On fraternity. إِخْوَة. إِخْوَة. إِخْوَة means from one father and one mother. إِخْوَة. They respect each other. They defend each other. They help each other. This is Islamic society. So this is part of also spiritual illness. Now what is the cure? The cure, again, is a training. There is a cure for jealousy. Is there a cure for it or not? Definitely there is a cure. For every ailment, whether mental, whether spiritual or physical, there is a cure. But you have to be consistent. You have to be patient. You have to go after it. You have to struggle. Sometimes jealousy requires mujahadat, to struggle a lot to get rid of it. Not one day or one week or one month. Over a period of time, you have to struggle these satanic forces inside you. Crush them. Combat these satanic forces. And therefore the Quran says, Ya ayyuha an-nas. Quran says one of the ways is to read this book and understand it and reflect on this book and believe in this book. Many Muslims read the Quran. The month of Ramadan will arrive soon. Many of us we read, but how many think about the Quran? How many of us? How many of us reflect on this book? How many of us would understand some chapters, some verses of this book? How many? I don't know. I don't know the answer. But Allah says if you understand it, if you reflect, if you meditate, if you follow, then you find healing. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ An admonishment from your Lord. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصَّدُورِ And healing for what is inside your breasts. Healing to these sicknesses that you carry them in your heart. One of them is envy and jealousy and hatred and arrogance and vanity. These are diseases in the heart. These are real heart diseases. Spiritual diseases. وَمَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ In this book, this is book of healing, if we practice it. If we don't practice it, it's like someone else who does not believe in it and he would read it. Does not help. When you take the medicine from the doctor's office, from the pharmacy, is it enough for you just to read about the medicine here, just to read and not consume? No, it would not. Read about the ingredients, about reading will not help. Reading, knowing, and consuming it. We read this book, but we don't consume it. We don't practice it. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ True, it's guidance and healing, but for those who practice this book. For those who practice. When Allah says, stay away from suspicion, stay away from it. Do not allow it. Struggle. It's not easy. You need to struggle. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا Don't spy on each other. Don't spy on each other's life, on each other's news, on each other's homes, on each other's properties and businesses. Leave people alone. Why do you need to know what people are doing inside their homes? And why do you want to know about their private relationship? Why? What good it will do to you? What good? Stay away from spying. Tahassus is good. Tajassus is bad. Tajassus is spying, encroaching on people's private life, on their privacy. Encroachment on their privacy. Tajassus. Tahassus is when you inquire if he's missing today, where is he? I call him. Are you okay? I did not see you for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Inshallah, you are okay? Nothing happened? This is the tahassus. Tahassus. Ask about your friends when you miss them. Ask about them. Maybe they need help. Maybe they don't need help. They are okay. But because you miss them, this is tahassus. Ask, but don't do tajassus. Tajassus, you invade their privacy to know how much he makes a month. Why do you want to know? Why do you want to know about his house? Why do you want to know about his clothing and his hobbies and his... Why do you want to know about that? Stay away from that. And we have these in some Muslim countries. We have tajassus. وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا Neither backbite each other. And the Quran is filled with these beautiful instructions, but we read them, as I said, it's like someone who reads about the description of the medicine, but he does not consume it. He would not be healed. When we practice, we start the process of healing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره This is the month of Rajab and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم describes this month as being one of the greatest in Rajab Shahrullah al-Azim, one of the greatest months of the Lord. لا يقاربه شهر من الشهور. No month can rival with this month حرمة in its sanctity وفضلا and its virtue. ألا وإن رجب شهر الاستغفار. This month out of the whole year is dedicated for istighfar, for seeking forgiveness. Many of the problems that we have in our life, they are man-made, not God-made. We create these problems for many reasons. Sometimes because we are impatient, sometimes because we do foolish things, sometimes we don't think about the consequences. Sometimes the reason is covered by lust, by desire for this dunya, for materialism. So we create these problems and we commit sin and we get drifted away from God. So this month is an occasion for us to go back. If we seek stability in our life, stability is not just through economy and money. Stability sometimes is through spiritual richness. When you are rich, not just in your pocket, but in your heart, in your soul is rich. You bring about stability and peace and tranquility. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Shahru Rajab shahru al-istighfar li ummati." The Prophet says, this is the month of forgiveness, dedicated forgiveness for my ummah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Always, day and night, driving, walking, going home, going to work, always say astaghfirullah inside your heart. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. فَإِنَّهُ. Verily God is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, forgiving, merciful. وَيُسَمَّى رَجَبُ الْأَصَبِ. The nickname of this month is Rajab al-Asab, Asab from pouring. Not just the rain pours on you. فَإِنَّ لِأَنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ تُصَبُّ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي صَبَّ, the Prophet says. Because God's mercy pours down on my community. Pouring down on my community. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ قَوْلِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Remember this sentence. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Tomorrow we're going to have the celebration of the Milad of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam here Saturday at after Salat al-Maghrib. Immediately, inshallah, we begin the celebration, and we have invited an honorable scholar. He's a Christian, but he loves Islam and he speaks highly about Islam, and specifically he speaks highly about Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. He's Dr. Chris Hewer, coming from London, England. Also, Sheikh Osama Al-Attar is going to be here. Manar is going to be here. Manar is among us today, and she's going to speak tonight also. So please do come with your youth, with the young generation. Manar is going to speak at about 7. Is it 7 p.m.? 7 p.m. inshallah. Inshallah. So be here. And Manar Mahawash, she flew from Minnesota to be among us. So try to make it tonight, inshallah. And then mark your calendar for an important event in our community on April 28th. We're going to have an important intra-faith dialogue between the Sunnis and the Shias here at UC Irvine, inshallah. It will begin at 9:30 a.m. and last until 5 p.m. inshallah. We invited several scholars, academicians, leaders from both sides, from the Sunni tradition and the Shia tradition, and we're going to enjoy that day, inshallah. It's going today to be a day of discussion, and the purpose of this is taqrib, to get together, not tab'eed. It's not about debate, who's right and who's wrong. No, it's not about that. It's about sharing our commonalities, celebrating our unity, because we go through very tough time. We have many enemies. And if the Shias and Sunnis themselves do not work together to get closer, they're going to be losers. None of them is going to win. We cannot say this party is going to win and the other is going to lose. Both are going to lose. And we're going to lose our, not just money, we're going to lose our next generation. We're going to lose ourselves. So we need to work together and understand each other. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. We are believers in God. We have the same book, same prophet. Yes, we do have some disagreements, some misconceptions, but through our rationality and reason and maturity, we can bridge these gaps. We cannot do this elsewhere because politics interferes. In some countries, it's not religion, it's politics. But here we don't have politics. Here we all worship God and we fear God and we love God. And among our families are people who are part of them Sunnis, part of them are Shia. We don't want to divide them. We don't want our children, when they go to colleges and universities, they look at each other with suspicion. They should look at each other with respect. They might differ, but they respect each other, they accept each other, they work together. This is the aim of this conference, to bring us together. And we should be pioneers, because everything Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said, and before him Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam said, it comes to this point that we want you to be united. We want you to be together. Avoid sectarianism. Avoid fights. Avoid disrespecting each other, because it results in bloodshed, in killing. And who enjoys killing? Do we enjoy killing when people kill each other? They bomb each other's mosques, as it is happening now in some places. Just two days ago, in Kabul, there was a masjid which was bombed. 30 people were killed, 2 days ago. We should stop this through dialogue, through respecting each other, and speaking, and meeting, and having good relationships, respectful relationships. And this venture is being spearheaded by the Shia Muslim Council of Southern California. And inshallah, CARE is going to be on board, MPAC is going to be on board, the Shura Council is going to be on board, and Bayan Claremont University is going to be on board. This is probably the first time we put hands in hand to work together and to celebrate that day, which is, that day also coincides with the mid-Sha'ban, big day for the Muslims. So the best gift we give to our Prophet and our Imams is to say we are working together, we are not fighting, we are respecting each other. So I invite you to mark your calendar. Please, if you have weddings, postpone the weddings. Make it 29th or 27th, but leave 28th Saturday from morning. We want you to have a breakfast and come. Don't come at 11 or 12. Let's show that we Muslims are responsible. We arrive on time. We arrive on time. Always when I go to seminars where there are other religions, they begin on the second, my friends. Believe me, without exaggeration. When they say 7 a.m., they begin 7 a.m., not 7:01. We have to learn this. This is what we do here in this masjid. Prayers are on time. Lectures are on time. And I will finish now on time, inshallah. So be there by 9:30, and I promise you, you will enjoy everything being said in the session. And we have male and female professors, not just male. Male and female from both sides, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء